Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Does the keto diet work? Well, keto diet before and after stories certainly motivate us and help us believe that it does. I'm Stephanie Laska, and I lost 140 pounds on my version of the ketogenic diet. And here today, I have a special guest, Kathy Fisher, who also found amazing success with the Dirty Lazy Keto diet. So welcome to the show, Kathy Fisher.
Thank you for having me. It's a great honor.
Well, it is amazing to have you here on the show because I feel like you have such an impressive weight loss story to tell. Why don't you just kind of tell us a little bit about your journey so far?
Well, my highest point was probably about 274. And then I had a wake-up call while I was at work. A customer more or less told me it wasn't baby fat. It was just me being lazy. That's an eye-opening experience. But he was pretty blunt about it.
So you were at work and someone asked you something about baby fat? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we're talking about going to the gym and I told him, well, yeah, I need to lose this baby fat. He's like, well, how old's the baby fat? You want me to ask? At that time, I go, 16. He goes, that's no baby fat. That's just you being lazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Brutal, but truth. So at that point, I dropped probably about 40 pounds.
Wow.
And I pretty much stayed there. But, you know, I just wasn't happy with myself. So I didn't really work on it and everything.
Well, how old are you, Kathy?
I'm 57. I'll be 58 in November.
So, and when did this happen for you when you were at work and that customer said that baby fat comment to you?
Well, see, my daughter's 26, so that was 10 years ago.
Okay. So about 10 years ago, someone made a mean comment, kind of hurt your feelings, but it also kind of made you think about what...
It made me say, hey, he's telling the truth and everything. He didn't sugarcoat it, which I appreciate. Because, I mean, so I'm sort of really, oh, no, you look fine. You're good. Well, no, I wasn't. I wasn't happy on the inside, and it showed everything. It took a long time for me to get happy.
Yeah, it does. It's not like an overnight journey. You mentioned that this happened like 10 years ago, and it kind of kicked you in the pants to get moving, right?
Yeah.
So did it just come off like instantaneously?
No, I lost about 40 pounds, and then I was like, okay, I'm fine. I'm happy then. But then I got sick with COVID about 13 months ago. I had a bad case of COVID. And at that point, I did a lot of research. I stumbled across your stuff on the internet, on YouTube and everything, which was eye-opener for me. I'm like, I could do that. And being so sick with the COVID, it made me realize I need to change. I need to say the word I and me instead of take care of everybody else. Because like a lot of people, you get lost. I lost myself when I got married. I had kids. I worked in food service. I lost myself. And after I got sick, I took back my life. I wanted my life back. And with your help and being able to research stuff with the cookbooks, I learned how to flip stuff around, make stuff so I wanted to eat it. My family would eat it and everything. I benefit, my husband benefit from it. It's been a wonderful journey, nothing but positive.
Well, it's ironic you say that because it sounds like it started off with you being very sick with COVID, but yet you're saying it was a wonderful experience. So tell me a little bit more about that.
It made me realize I needed to change. It opened my eyes. It shook me. Because, I mean, I was running high temperatures. I was hallucinating. I was sick. It made me realize once I got out of that bed, I needed to change my life.
Wow.
And at that point, when I got sick, I was about 234. When I started my new job, everything went back to work. I was at 217. I just weighed in at 138 this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Can you say that again? This morning you weighed in at what?
138.
Wow.
Everything. How much weight is that loss then?
Tell us about what's
74 pounds, almost 80 pounds.
74, everything. Almost 80 pounds. And this is since you've recovered from COVID. So that's pretty recently.
I started my job in November.
Okay.
So I work 8-hour days. And everything. So I'm busy. See, my problem with my weight gain was I work in the food service industry. So it was nibble this, taste that, sample this, quick foods, everything. But I've learned with keto how to make the correct choices. I don't have to starve myself. I don't have to go out and I have to get this keto food. I can make it myself. Anything that's out there with your cookbooks and everything else, I've been able to learn how to flip stuff to make it work for me and for my family.
Yeah, I like how you're saying that you're tempted, though, because you're working around food all the time, right? It sounds like you work in the food service industry, so you get to taste stuff and sample stuff. So I'm curious, how you were able to overcome that, because that alone has got to be a big challenge.
It becomes mindset. I look at the long run, where I was and what I've become. I become happy. My depression is a lot less. My anxiety is a lot less. Because I'm happier within myself. The darkness, once my weight has came off, the darkness started to lift. It's still there, but I'm able to control it because I'm happier with myself with the weight loss. Because I did it for me, not for my husband, not for my kids, not for my grandson. I did it for me. I want to be happy.
That's it, right? It's not like you just decided one day, I'm going to cure my depression by changing the way I eat. You said, no, I'm going to change the way I eat. And then that happens to cure depression in a way. Yes,
it helped
depression.
I became happy with myself. I became happy within. I was able to walk by a mirror and go, hey, that's me. Instead of going, I don't want to see that. For the longest time, I hid behind camera. I was the mom who always took pictures.
Right.
I came to the point where I came in front of the cameras and everything. Well,
speaking of cameras, Kathy, I happen to have a couple of your before and after photos to show. So tell us about, I know it's always the scary to look at them, but tell us about these two pictures.
The one with the heavier one is probably about 240 and everything. Then the recent one that was just taken recently, that's probably about 140 there.
And how do you feel about yourself? In these pictures.
I feel much, much better about myself. I put on, when I was heavy, I put on a mask. I was always a funny, heavy girl and everything. But inside I was not happy.
The humor to kind of cover it up or hiding behind the camera, taking care of the kids, using that maybe as a front to taking care of yourself.
I lost myself. I was lost and everything. I became the wife, the mom. I worked at 7-Eleven, so I was everybody's Slurpee lady, or I was everybody's lunch lady, because I worked in the school district. So everybody knew me as the lunch lady or the Slurpee lady. I was always constantly nibble, 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 and everything. And I didn't care. I was like, that's how it is. But like I said, when I got sick, it made me realize, no, that's not how it is. I want to be here. I want to be here and happy. For my family.
So being sick for you was almost, I know you mentioned before a customer when you worked at 7-Eleven, he had made that comment and kind of got you started on the journey, but being sick with COVID is really what gave you.
Oh yeah. It gave me the inspiration because like I said, laying in bed, I was researching and I stumbled across Dirty Lazy Keto and everything. I'm like, well, I can do that. Cause I'm not one to stick to the diet, the main diet. You eat this only, nothing else. Or you measure this, you measure that. That's not me. My life is too hectic. But like with the keto, with the Dirty Lazy Keto, I was able to flip stuff so I fit into my lifestyle, fit into my family's eating. My husband, he loves it. My kids, they don't know no difference when they eat it. And I said, he's 62. And they thought he was much younger when he took a physical because he eats healthy with me.
So he wasn't even trying to lose weight. And then suddenly he's getting all these great benefits, going to the doctor and kind of showing off his improved health.
Because he's eating the keto with me. Everything.
So not fair.
It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah. Well, tell me more about that. I know you've mentioned a couple of times that you've been able to kind of flip things on its head or look at favorites you used to have and change it. Do you have any examples you can think of how you did that?
Well, like my sweet. Like if I need something sweet, I do the Cool Whip with the sugar-free pudding frozen. and everything. And I'll have that for a sweet. Or chopples. When we make breakfast sandwiches, I make chopples and everything. I use a sugar-free coffee syrup added to the chopples to make it into a sweet one. Everything. Anything out there can be flipped and made healthy. Cauliflower rice can use instead of rice. Low-carb tortillas can you use instead of tortillas. Everything in moderation. I mean, I'm not going to deprive myself. I'm not going to tell myself, no, I'm not going to go out and have a beer with you. I mean, that's what I like about the Dirty Lazy Keto, because I'm able to still have what I want, but everything's, I've learned in moderation and everything.
Saying you're not depriving yourself.
No.
You're still able to find a copycat recipe and you're able to make it a lifestyle as long as you kind of do these fun little twists in moderation. Is that what you're saying?
Everything's in moderation. Everything. I always look at how I can change stuff. I looked at the cookbooks going, okay, I can do that. Let me tweak it there for my family's flavoring and everything. But I mean, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. So I don't like the word diet.
Right. The word diet kind of makes you feel like it's temporary for one and like punishment. That's how I look at it.
It's a lifestyle. It's a life, pure lifestyle change.
When you say lifestyle, though, it almost makes you feel empowered. That's kind of what I'm getting from you.
Because I took my life back. I used the words me and I, not mom, not wife, not lunch lady, not slurpy lady.
Not slurpy lady.
Me. Me.
You. What matters to you and what's important to you?
I'm important.
I love that. Well, I'm curious if our listeners and our watchers, because we have YouTube and Apple Podcast listeners, I'm curious if they are loving this topic as much as I am. So I hope that they'll give our video here a thumbs up and make a comment and even ask you some questions, because I bet people are curious, you know, to learn a little bit more about how you actually do this. I mean, like, what do you eat for breakfast? Tell us.
Well, breakfast sandwiches made with chopples. The little dash griddle and everything. Egg bites.
It sounds easy enough.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, you just think about what you want or what you'd be spending if you went out to eat. Oh, I can make that at home. I can make a twist on that and make it at home, make it work for me.
Was your husband always so supportive?
Oh yes.
Sometimes that can be a challenge, but it sounds like he was on board because he was getting all these great benefits. You were home cooking too.
He wanted to be healthy. He needed to be healthy and everything.
I mean, health is so much more motivating, isn't it?
I keep my beverages to work with me. I drink a lot of collagen water, a lot of water, keep my system flushed, everything.
Any other snacks do you pack with you when you go to work?
Hard-boiled eggs. Slim Jims and stuff like that. If I'm at work on my lunch, I'll have meat and cheese. I work at a deli.
That's very convenient.
Oh yeah. So I'll have meat and cheese.
Wonderful.
I work at a large grocery store and I do the salad bar in the deli. So I mean, I have the healthy alternatives there for me. I just steer away from the bakery aisle.
Right. That can be tempting. But it sounds like you've made your decision, though. It's almost like, this is it. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to focus on these foods. And if I have a craving, I'm going to make a substitute.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my one thing is frozen grapes. Frozen grapes rolled inside sugar-free Jell-O.
What does that taste like to you?
It's like candy.
Oh, well, it tastes like candy. I have never tried that one.
Yeah, I take frozen green grapes. I roll them in sugar-free Jell-O, and then I freeze them.
Oh my goodness. I think a lot of people are going to be trying that today.
I mean, I don't go overboard with them. Like 5 or 6, when I need a little middle of the night craving, or when I get off at work and need something a little sweet, pop some couple of those in my mouth and I'm good.
And that's real world. And that's what I really like about your story is that, you know, so many people think, oh, I have to buy all this expensive stuff. I have to buy keto this, keto that. And you're like, no.
No.
Are you spending more on your groceries these days, or are you doing the same?
I think so. I think it's a little bit cheaper because I'm not buying all the junk food.
Right. And that stuff's expensive.
We don't have all the junk food in the house. We keep it, the chicken, the cheese, the pork and stuff like that. We keep everything healthy. So I don't have a lot of junk food.
And that certainly saves on the grocery bill.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, it's just a lifestyle change. It's a healthy alternative and everything.
Was there anything that really surprised you about this lifestyle? Or did you just go hog wild and jump right in?
It surprised me that I've maintained it. Because a lot of times, like, first time I dropped, like, 40 pounds, I'm like, okay, I'm done. That's it. But then with this, I mean, I just kept doing it, more research. And I enjoy it. And I enjoy telling people about it. People say, well, how'd you lose the weight? I was like, well, I'm doing dirty, lazy keto. They're like, oh, no, keto's not good. I'm like, no, it works for me. Research
love
it.
That.
Mm-hmm. Everything. It's making choices, making the correct choices. Yeah, I fall off. I'm human. But you know what?
How do you get back on when that happens?
I pick myself up and go, okay, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this for me and everything. I can't so make it's me.
It's you. Not mom, not Slurpee lady.
No, it's me. It's me wanting to be healthy for myself.
I love that. I have another picture I want to show all of our viewers because you're so cute in this pink top right here. I love it.
Oh, that's yeah.
I thought I would wear.
Yeah, I thought I looked good back then.
You do look good back then. You look good both pictures, but I love that shirt. That's a cute color. But tell me about these pictures here.
The one we were at an event and everything. And the second one I fall into the Groupon stuff. I try every fad there is and everything. So, I mean, second one I took at a doctor visit, everything.
Oh, what does your doctor have to say about you, Kathy?
Oh, they're pleased. Like I said, I fall into Groupon and stuff at night. I mean, I try all the fads. And I will tell you, the dirty lazy keto is the only thing I really stuck with. I mean, I tried the collagen drinks. I tried the non-invasive lipo, the vitamin B shots and all that stuff. I mean, I try it all. I mean, Groupon and late night ordering stuff, I try it.
So you've tried a lot of the fad diets. You've used your Groupons. You've seen all the fads and kind of tried them all. But you feel like dirty lazy keto is something that actually works for the long term. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes, it has.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've done the work where the non-invasive liposuction, I've done that. Did I see a change? No. The vitamin B shot, do I see a change with that? No, but I got a deal on it, so I tried it and everything.
I don't think you're alone in that. I think you're very honest and brave by sharing that. And I don't think you have anything to be embarrassed about. I know I've personally tried 101,000 things before I discovered Dirty Lazy Keto. And I'm pretty sure everybody watching and listening feels the same way, right? Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, people laugh at me at work because I wear leg weights at work every day. I get about 8 to 10 miles at work with leg weights on.
Do you really? That's amazing. So I love that.
I get my exercise. I go to work with a waist trainer on every day. One for back support, also to help tighten the skin, the loose skin, because you have loose skin. That happens.
It does happen, especially losing that much weight. And do you feel embarrassed about your loose skin, or do you love your loose skin?
I don't like it. That's why I'm working on it. I'm getting ready to start back to the gym. I'm getting to the point where I feel safe enough with all the COVID stuff to go back to the gym. So I'm gonna start going back to the gym for toning and everything. Like I said, I wear a waist trainer every day to work. I work leg weights every day. I get about 10 miles in walk-in. So I get my exercise.
It sounds like you're doing a pretty good workout and you're not even at the gym. So I am impressed.
I want to tone up.
I think we all do. We're like a moving target, isn't it? It's like just when we think we got one thing done, then we got to start working on something else.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Well, if you had someone watching or listening right now, Kathy, that was struggling, what would you say to them?
That they're not alone. That everybody's going through it. It's just not talked about as much. And that you can do it. Just it's a mindset. Once you put your mind to it, do it. Do it
you
for
just
yourself.
Do it.
Not
do
for
it
your
for
husband,
yourself.
Not for anybody else. Do it for yourself.
That make is yourself brilliant advice. Good. Yes, make yourself feel good and do it for you.
And
that you cannot put a bow on that one. That one is just the best advice in the whole wide world.
No, because it's for me, not for anybody else. It's for me to be happy not to have the depression so heavy.
Yeah.
It's still there, but it's not a cure.
But it's helping you manage. It's a tool.
It puts it in check. Mm-hmm. It makes you put it up on the shelf, and it's there on the shelf, but doesn't consume me by becoming happy with myself, by losing the weight, by eating healthy. I'm not consumed by the darkness. It helps put it on the shelf. So it's in a closet on top of the shelf. Will it come out of the shelf? Yeah, it might.
But it sounds like you're prepared. You have tools.
I'm more happy to be able to say, get back up there.
Yeah, get back up there. You get your weights on, you get your exercise and your chaffle and talk about your feelings and be upfront about it. And I mean, you're doing everything right. I mean, I'm just so proud of you. I think our listeners and our watchers are just going to be enamored with you, Kathy, and have questions for you and be giving you lots of big praise because you're an inspiration.
Thank you. I put everything out there, like on my Facebook page or on your page, because I want to be accountable for my actions. I want to be accountable. I want people to see, hey, you're not alone. I want to be accountable. If I fall off, I want people to go, hey, wait a second. I want to be accountable for my actions. That's a great strategy.
Yeah. And I'm in the same boat. I mean, this is why I do the podcast and write the books and start the group, because I want to be accountable too. It's like, hey, we're all in this together and I want to support everybody. And get inspired by each of you that are having success and, you know, share more ideas. Because the more we support each other and learn from one another, I think we're going to be able to cure this, you know, epidemic of obesity.
I just want to be able to pass it on to my kids, to my grandkids,
to better people
around me. I mean, I've gotten people to try it and everything. And they're like, hey, this does work.
This is amazing.
Hello. Everything. I mean, I know.
I love it.
I will always have the keto police out there, as I call them, keto police.
We don't want any keto police on us. Not on us, Kathy.
Yeah, that's why I like about the Dirty Lazy Keto, because I can still veer off a little bit, but it's like a little curve. It's not a big curve, it's just a little curve. I veer right back on and everything.
Just test the boundaries.
Oh, yes.
And then get right back on. That's it.
Was there any other
question I forgot to ask you? Was there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
I think we covered a lot of things and everything. It's an honor to be on here.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And I know that our listeners, if they're excited about learning more about Dirty Lazy Keto, and if our listeners and watchers really enjoy this type of episode, I'm going to link up another before and after story to inspire you right after Kathy, so you can just binge watch and binge listen to them all. But I hope that everyone out there will give me a huge round of applause and give a big thumbs up and a big thank you to Kathy in the comments for coming on the show and answering the question. Right? Because Kathy, do you think the keto diet works? Does Dirty Lazy Keto work?
Yes, it's not. We won't say diet. It's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle change.
Amen to that.
To have a life to live and everything. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up and just, that's it. Think about Kathy's words and her advice as you move forward in your day. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, Keto Superstars.